Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Olivier Debat. I'm a senior investment specialist at UBP, and today we are discussing the investment views of the Global and Absolute Return Fixed Income team. At the time of the recording, US networks have declared Joe Biden as the projected winner of the US presidential election. At the same time, the Republican Party is set to maintain the Senate. Also, this Senate majority may not be fully resolved until January next year. A split Congress will limit Biden's ability to influence key aspects of policymaking and should result in lower expectation of a large fiscal stimulus package in 2021, reducing the probability of a disorderly move higher in rates market. This scenario for the new administration is in sharp contrast to what was observed in the initial years of Trump's presidency. Turning to interest rates, as fiscal policy may now play less of a role in supporting the recovery, it will mean that the Fed will once again be forced to pick up the slack and will continue to provide significant amounts of liquidity and accommodation to the economy. This will extend the low rate environment we have been in, with Fed Chair Powell at last week's meeting reiterating the fact that they stand ready to do more. On interest rate, given the lack of inflation globally, we are ultimately buyers of duration on significant yield spikes. We could see rate breeze on positive vaccine news, which will allow for markets to become more comfortable with the growth story, seeing any near-term growth blips as temporary in nature. Turning to credit, with action from the new US administration likely to be less volatile than the prior one, the market will instead be able to focus back on the fundamentals, which includes a US growth story that continues to gradually recover, helped by improving vaccine hopes. This backdrop of consolidating growth and less volatile rates environment should be seen as enough to support income assets, especially at a time when central banks have shown their willingness and ability to ring-fence credit markets, with the Fed having hardly used up any of the extensive purchasing power through its corporate credit facilities yet. In credit, we favor solid fundamentals, in particular systemic European banks, assets supported by central banks, and those trading wide in comparison to pre-COVID-19 levels. So turning to valuations, this constructive macroeconomic picture is further supported by valuations. Excluding a big shock, spread should compress and general capital gains along the road. Spread continue to trade above pre-COVID-19 levels, especially in high beta segments such as high yield and additional tier 1 debt. Japanese style rates are the new norm, including for US denominated markets. COVID-19 crisis was a game changer in that respect for US denominated investors. This should fuel the search for yield in an environment of growth consolidation and monetary accommodation. Both US and European credit markets enjoyed the same situation in terms of spreads. So how to invest? We continue to believe that flexible absolute return strategies with a focus on liquidity and a disciplined risk management are the right approach to deploy capital in defensive market segments where yields are low or negative. In euro denominated or Swiss franc denominated investment grade markets and in high yield markets, we continue to favor a CDS based approach. Bonds do not offer an illiquidity premium in comparison to CDS anymore, when at the same time CDS indices help mitigate drawdown in times of stressed markets. Finally, we are also still positive on the financial market where capital ratios are higher than during the great financial crisis. When investing in the additional tier 1 debt, investors should look for agility, diversification, and ability to deliver higher Sharpe ratios. So in conclusion, excluding a big shock, we are still in an income-friendly environment supported by growth consolidation and monetary accommodation, with valuations still attractive overall in credit market. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.